You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
The word deadpan is on the rise as multiple parts of speech. And that pan gives us a chance to talk about the historical expression, shut your pan.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
Ann, I've said this before, whenever we come across these sorts of strange idioms, when you really stop and think about it, you're like, why does that mean what it means? Deadpan. How did we get there?
Exactly. And we got there through the compound of dead plus pan, meaning face. So dead face. And then it makes some sense, right? Sort of emotionless, serious face. But there's some great stories here. So the word pan, if we go all the way back to Old English, 1,000 years ago, it could refer to the skull, or especially the upper part of the skull, which is how we get compounds like brain pan. But pan to refer to the face or the mouth, we don't see that until the early 20th century. The Oxford English Dictionary has it back to 1920, as does Green's Dictionary of Slang. So here's one quote from 1920 from Ring Lardner's The Big Town. Before I could open my pan, she says, I'll write and tell her we can't come.
I have no idea what that means.
Open your pan before I could open my mouth.
Of course.
So we've got that early 20th century. But as I was doing research for this episode, Rebecca, we find that by 1799, we have this expression, shut pan, or shut your pan, which is what you think it is. It means shut your mouth, but it's not clear that pan there actually came from this mouth meaning. So let me explain why. You also have pan referring to the small hollow at the side of the lock on a gun. And that's where you hold the priming. It's sometimes called the flash pan or priming pan. And in 1864, we have this quote from Abraham Lincoln, where he apparently said, I shall be very shut pan about this matter. And so he means I'll be very quiet. I'm not going to say anything about this Supreme Court justice appointment. And in the book called Life of Abraham Lincoln by Charles Carlton Coffin, 1893, Coffin quotes that, and then he says that Abe Lincoln was, quote, using an obsolete military term in connection with a flintlock musket, such as he carried in the Black Hawk War. In loading a musket, the pan was first opened, primed with powder, then shut. Now, not everybody agrees that this is where shut pan comes from, but it's an interesting theory. So that's shut pan. Rebecca, I kind of think we should bring it back.
I think it's great, definitely.
So then deadpan, we also see by the early 20th century in this sense of a serious or emotionless face. So pan meaning face. And we first see it in the world of theater. Here's a quote from 1915 in the St. Louis Star and Times. He had a trick of what the actors call the deadpan. He never cracked a smile and would be the last man you would suspect was working a trick. So you see it as a noun, you get it as an adjective. So this style of acting or comedy, deadpan comedians, a deadpan look, deadpan humor, saying something in a deadpan fashion. And I think we still, of course, hear that a lot. So then as a linguist, I have to note that deadpan can also be used as a verb. It's nothing, he deadpanned, or an adverb. She said it deadpan. By the 1920s, deadpan was also being used in sports, particularly with boxers. Now, in the early 20th century, this was often seen as slangy. Rebecca, does it feel slangy to you?
It doesn't, just because I think that we do use it as a genre descriptor. It doesn't feel any more slangy to me than any other commonly used idiom.
I agree. And when I looked in Google Books, by the 1980s, you see a dramatic rise in written English of deadpan, and it may be as this word stopped feeling slangy.
Well, Anne, I think we can consider this pan opened and shut.
Well played, Rebecca.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.